Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
This is Derek Wolf for Beef. Beefing up and getting lean is essential to my performance on the field. So I make beef a part of my training plan. There are more than 35 lean cuts of beef, and 3 ounces of beef contains at least 25 grams of protein and 10 essential nutrients. Best of all, it's easy to prepare. Beef, it's what's for dinner in the Wolf household. Check out my favorite recipes at cobeef.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
I want to protect my kids. Every mom does. So did you know that the gas we're all using puts dangerous toxic particles in the air? And that all of us, including our kids, are breathing this cancer-causing stuff? I just learned this. That's the bad news. The good news? American ethanol makes our air cleaner and healthier because it burns clean. And the more American ethanol we use, the less nasty stuff we breathe. And that's good for all of us, especially our kids.
Visit getbiofuel.com/Colorado.
Brought to you by the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Here's Brian Ulmer.
Regional and industry leaders, as well as rural broadband users, are expected to participate in an upcoming e-connectivity listening session this week, Thursday, September 20th in Denver at the Northwest Club Room in the Hall of Education at the National Western Complex. It'll be held that day from 1:30 to 4 p.m., and it's a listening session, part of the project What's on the Horizon for e-connectivity in Rural America. The project is organized by Farm Foundation in collaboration with CoBank, the NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, the National Rural Utilities Cooperative Finance Corporation, as well as the United States Department of Agriculture. The September 20th event is free, and it's part of a series of listening sessions to gather insights into the tools that are needed to improve e-connectivity in rural America. This specific session will focus on the needs and options for building quality broadband service to enhance educational opportunities as well as quality of life in rural America. Once again, there is no charge for this event, but reservations are requested by the close of business September 18th. Reservations can be made online by sending an email to michelle@farmfoundation.org. For those unable to attend the listening session on Thursday, September 20th from National Western Complex in Denver in person, a live webcast will be available online at livestream.com/barnmedia. The Denver listening session is the final and fourth regional session to gather that specific input from broadband providers and the people who use or would like to be able to use those services. A report of those sessions will be provided to federal and state public and private leaders to better inform their decisions regarding improvements to and expansion of broadband services in rural America. And finally, XL Energy invites you to join them at their Rush Creek Wind and Transmission Project celebration coming up Tuesday, September 18th at 10 a.m. at the Rush Creek O&M building in Matheson, Colorado. There'll be a light breakfast served. If you'd like to attend, you can RSVP to sarah.gedrose@xlenergy.com.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.